South Korea has been one of the top performing markets for U.S. pork in 2015, with first quarter exports up 43% in volume and 55% in value from the strong pace reported last year. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF Korea Director Ji Hae Yang discusses some of the factors driving this performance.
While the per capita consumption of pork has been increasing continuously, the domestic production cannot fill up the growing demand. Korea had PEDV impact last year and this year. And after going through the oversupply issue in 2013 and 2012, Korean producers have voluntary reduction program of sow numbers. So that resulted in about 1.7% down in pork production this year. And because of the less production, current carcass price is about $2.25, so 16% increase from the same period last year. So that high carcass price will continue this summer and encourage the importer to buy more pork.
But these favorable market conditions are not lost on our competitors. As Yang explains, there has been a large influx of European pork entering Korea since the Russian market closed to EU pork in early 2014.
The Russia ban is the major reason why Korea and other Asian countries are receiving more EU pork. Germany export has been doubled from 2013, and the same thing happened to Spanish. So they are very aggressive in Korea market. To meet the growing demand of Korean importer, they even changed the carcass break method, and they changed the packaging, and they changed the specification. So Korea is highly competitive market. 18 countries are competing in Korean market.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.